Good morning, it's 7:41 a.m. on Friday, July the 5th, 2019. Oh, I've got to write a blog post. What the hell am I going to write about? Working on fiction writer's blog. I have to have one by the end of the day today. It'll be posted next Friday. Don't know. Somebody walking in front of me here. Can I write about it? Street here, so I'm not right in their back. Push a little bigger by. Morning. My hiccups stop. Where are the company? decisions. Fill the well, sharpen the saw. Yes, that's what I'm writing. There's a... I think it's Covey's Seven Habits. And two of the habits are fill the well, which is recharging your batteries. Whether it's a creative battery or physical battery or whatever. Fill the well. Your emotional battery. Not to be confused with the Saltan battery, but your reservoir. Because having those reserves to draw on makes a big difference. It's funny, walking drains one reservoir while it puts energy in the other. It really does help me in terms of my ADHD and emotional well-being. But I'm working up a sweat. I'm physically working and transforming one form of energy into another. The other is sharpen the saw. The other is paying attention to skills, paying attention to the things that you need to know about. Looking around to make sure that you know what you're doing. And even when you know what you're doing, you do take a little refresher. Take a little refresher course in something. Focus on a particular skill. Sharpen that saw. Somebody's gas cap. Yeah, okay, that'll work. I'll do one this month, one next month. I'll have to make sure I've got that right, that it is from, what's his name, James Covey? Seven Habits of Effective People. Highly Effective People. Something like that. Doesn't have his coffee this morning. Poor man. All some of the older prairie dog mounds out there in the field are covered in little white flowers. It's like I said, there's something they eat and then poop out the seeds. I don't know. You ready to sit with me? Come on, close. Ah. So yeah. I went grocery shopping yesterday morning. I'm going to have to go again, but I won't go until my wife gets up. I had a list. I got everything on the list and then some. And I still forgot things that I needed. I've got a couple of prescriptions I need to pick up, so. I gotta go to the grocery store again this morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, she was the lady I saw the other day. She's not. Not really comfortable with male gaze, apparently. I can't blame her. Oh, yeah. So I was playing Subnautica yesterday, a little bit in the morning. The summer sale, the July sale, is almost over on Steam. I'm still on the fence of whether or not I want to spend $15 on a game. It's just a little insane. I have been through and checked all of my Eve characters this morning. But I, you know, it's like Subnautica is pretty. There's a certain level of challenge to it in terms of resource management and staying alive. And they've changed it a lot since, because I had early access beta. And they've changed it a lot. And one of the things that I've noticed is that it seems to be a lot harder. It's like, Ghost Reapers, Reaper Leviathans. I've drowned twice already. Got lost in a wreck. I could play it on creative, but then I don't get to do any of the cool exploration and searching. scanning to find stuff, because that's part of the fun of it. But all things considered, I think EVE Online is still a better game. For all of it is multiplayer and prone to griefers and all of the people who want to create content on the backs of unarmed miners and freighter pilots and the like. New moon ore to mine on Monday. I can earn some more ISK to buy some fuel. These are all things that are within the context of the game. They're all part of the, okay, that's part of the resource management, which are really the games that I like. So, I don't know. It's pretty. I don't know if it's pretty enough to be worth the pain in the ass. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.